Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ. I got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial. And let's just talk about what's going to happen. Ready? Right now. All right. What's going to happen 100 years from right now? Do you know what's going to happen 100 years from right now? I don't know what's going to happen 100 years now. By the grace of God, he will have returned and I won't care. That's my first and most immediate honest response. But if you're somebody who's a minister or involved in a church and you're thinking, well, if the Lord tarries, and I know you're thinking, oh, he could never tarry that long. Okay, well, I wouldn't say that. That's where your eschatology gets a little bizarro, but here's what I'd say. I'd say, do you believe that you should keep going in the church work that you're doing in your church? That's what Project 2100 is all about with Thrivent Financial. They want to see if they can help the stewards of God maintain their stewardship in the ministry of God for the next 100 years. They don't charge anything to teach their classes. They give you an opportunity to learn how to do endowments and how to do different elements for retirement and how to set up college elements, the whole thing. They do all this teaching for free because, Jim told me this. There's like 560 some odd ways to take Social Security. I'm like, you don't just say, it's my turn, give me a check. Uh-oh, because that's all I would know. I mean, I don't know anything else. You call 858-455-5227. You ask for Ruth, who's the gatekeeper. Everything runs through Ruth. Hi, Ruth. How you doing? Anyway, 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. They'll give you an excellent opportunity to just get together for coffee and talk and see what it is they're setting up and what they're talking about. I think any person that meets with Jim or with Jonathan During or the La Jolla Gateway team, I think you're going to be pretty impressed, I got to say. It is some pretty impressive material. Okay, we are giving away a pair of tickets. I got a soundtrack for Son of God that they just sent me. Was that nice of them? It's like, here's the soundtrack for you. Like, wow.
I'm really huge in the movie soundtrack, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Anyway, but this is a pair of tickets for Planet Shakers, The Awakening, and here's what we said about it before, and I don't mind saying it again. It's going to be on March 7th and March 8th of this week, folks. And here's the bottom line to the conference itself. We're giving away two tickets, and the requirement is you have to be able to say hello. That's tough. I know. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard. I got it. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. This is going to be the Cornerstone Church in National City on March 7th and March 8th. Russell and Sam Evans are going to be, they're the founders and directors. They're going to be coordinating. We had a wonderful talk with Russell about 2.5 weeks ago, and then we re-ran it yesterday. These tickets, so you can know the value of the tickets right now, $99 a pop. So it's almost a $200 value, which is a pretty good deal. You call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, and we will get you tickets. It's a will call scenario, so then you just give the robo-producer the name and your phone number and your address, and then he attaches it to a list.
And what was the one requirement again? Because I was actually talking to Heather.
How's Heather doing?
She's doing good.
Yeah, yeah. She's been busy. They've been throwing a lot of stuff at her.
Handling it like a real pro.
Well, she's a pro. Anyway, they got to be able to say hello.
Not hello, not aloha.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite. You can't say hi, and you can't say howdy. I'd consider taking a shalom, but I'm not sure it's necessary. I want to hear a hello. I do not want to hear a Beatle refrain. Hello, hello, hello. I don't know why.
Might have been nice in your best Sean Connery voice, too.
You got to say hello. Call up and say hello. That's what I said. Okay. Somebody's calling. You probably should get the phone.
I'll be right back.
Okay. You go get that. So that's a ticket. So two tickets. Come on. You can't beat that. That's awesome. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. 2473. While Robo Producer is getting that information, say I told them I'd give away tickets. I'd give away tickets, and then people call all the time. I wanted to go over a couple of pieces of history, which some I thought were good, and some I thought were, sometimes I find this history stuff amazing. Sometimes I don't find it as amazing. But before we do the history, which we are going to do, somebody sent me, they always send me these little sayings, and I'm really starting to enjoy these sayings. I mean, I'm really starting to get into them because they're really personal and they're interesting and they're thought-provoking, and I like that. I mean, I like how that system goes. This particular saying is called Always Available, sent to me by Judy, our very own Judy Bowen, who sends me stuff whenever she gets like cool stuff. I'm on a list and she sends it to me. And this one's called Always Available. So I'm just going to read it. It's very short, very cool, and it's just thought-provoking. That's all I'm trying to do is just provoking the thought and give you a chance to hear what it has to say. So this is what it's called. It's called Always Available. A little boy was spending his Saturday afternoon playing in his sandbox. He had with him his box of cars and trucks, his plastic pail, and a shiny red plastic shovel. In the process of creating roads and tunnels and the soft sand, he discovered a large rock in the middle of the sandbox. The lad dug around the rock, managing to dislodge it from the dirt with no little bit of struggle. He pushed and nudged the rock across the sandbox by using his feet. So he finds this big rock in the sandbox. And he's trying to move it out. He digs around. He's pushing it with his feet. When the boy got the rock to the edge of the sandbox, however, he found he could not roll it up over the little wall. Determined, the little boy shoved, pushed, and pried. But every time he thought he had made some progress, the rock tipped and then fell back into the sandbox. The little boy grunted, struggled, pushed, shoved, but his only reward was to have the rock roll back, smashing his chubby fingers. Ouch. Finally, he burst into tears of frustration. At that time, the boy's father watched from his living room window as the drama unfolded. At the moment the tears fell, a large shadow fell across the boy and the sandbox. It was the boy's father. Gently but firmly, he said, "Son, why didn't you use all the strength that you had available?" Defeated, the boy sobbed back, "But I did, Daddy. I did. I used all the strength that I had." "No, son," corrected the father kindly. "You didn't use all the strength you had. You didn't ask me." With that, the father reached down, picked up the rock, and removed it from the sandbox. Great story. Do you have rocks in your life that need to be removed? Are you discovering that you don't have what it takes to lift them? There is one who is always available to us and willing to give us the strength we need. When we are broken in spirit and our strength is spent, we can turn to our Savior, Jesus. And the passage that accompanies the story, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And again, the name of that story is Always Available. Always Available. What a great story about an illustration about how we do everything we can in our power, but often fail to ask God to help us in the most crucial times. Right? It's just a great story. Okay, so we're going to take our break. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a little history, a little DDD.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Your family's health care deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to gracefuldeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy the blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Easy, go, connect to them, drive.
I bet you like to read a lot, too.
Print is dead.
Oh, that's very fascinating to me. I read a lot myself. Some people think I'm too intellectual, but I think it's a fabulous way to spend your spare time. I also play racquetball. Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
That's from Harold Ramos, ladies and gentlemen, who passed away. He passed away last night. Is that correct? So had some funny material. If you're not familiar with some of his material, it was some of the more entertaining and some of the cleaner stuff that has gone on today. Let's do a little bit more on history since we are at that launch place as it is right now. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that we try to do things like this on a regular basis. For those that do not know, in history, get ready. In history, get ready. On this day in 1570, what do you think happened on this day? How are you going to know, right? Like 1570, what do you think happened? Who knows? Do you know what happened on 1570? No? Going to say no? Going to go on a limb?
I know.
Oh,
I understand.
Okay, what happened?
In 1570, on what date? Today?
Yeah, February 25th.
It was a year since 1569, February 5th.
That is correct. Also, Elizabeth I, Queen of England, was excommunicated by Pope Pius V, to which she replied, so. 1901, J.P. Morgan formed U.S. Steel Corporation. Watch this. The first billion-dollar corporation in the world, and basically the target of every movie of every person that doesn't like people making money. In 1964, Cassius Clay became the world heavyweight boxing champion for the first time by knocking out Sonny Liston in Miami Beach on this day. Didn't know that, huh? This was the day, boy. This is where he got quite the reputation. This is pistol patent day. Now, I don't know why you would name a day after pistol patent, but keep in mind, a pistol is a handgun with a chamber that is integral to the barrel. That's not the same as a chamber that's separate to the barrel, like a revolving cylinder.
Ready! Fire!
It's not my fault. How long do I got? Like 3 minutes or 4 minutes? 5 minutes? What do I got? 2 minutes?
For you, sir, and only for you. 3 minutes.
All right. 1981, Christopher Cross won 5 Grammy Awards at the Ceremonies of Radio City Music Hall. Remember his song, Sailing? My brother asked me one time, he said, what do you think that song's really about? I said, you know what? He goes, what? I go, I think it's about sailing.
Good call.
Thank you. Florida Marlins baseball team introduced their mascot. Watch this. Billy the Marlin, according to Billy's webpage. Ready? Billy's favorite movie is A Fish Called Wanda, and his favorite TV show was Flipper. You like that?
I have absolutely nothing to say to that, David.
On this day, RoboPaul would like this. The first televised hockey game was broadcast. New York Rangers beat the Montreal Canadiens 6-2 in Madison Square Gardens. That's all the history that we're going to cover today. There's only about 2 minutes left. So I want to say this, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do our Facebook post and some of the other stuff. But there's a story out, and I'm not sure where I want to go with this, so we'll exit with this. It says, your race can change over time, a study shows. It says that changes in race were correlated with changes in a person's life circumstances. Okay, just listen to what I said. Changes in race correlated to a person's life circumstances. In other words, if your circumstance changed, you can say that your race changed. Apparently, the article was written by Elizabeth Warren. See, because she changed her race, and then she changed. Okay, if you don't get that, I can't. You know, there's only so many jokes I can do that people can get. I mean, see, she changed her. She was 1/64th of a 64th of an acorn or something. And remember her? Okay. Apparently.
That's my exit cue.
I guess so. Okay. Well, we'll just forget that then. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it's a look at today's Facebook post.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Are you in charge of your ministry's walkathon fundraiser? Do things like registration, pledge forms, billing, receipting got you down? Then you need to try FundEasy.com. With FundEasy, all your participants can register online for your event, get their own fundraising page that's super easy to personalize and share on Facebook, Twitter, and email, and then watch as online donations flow into your ministry's bank account. Interested? Get signed up today at FundEasy.com.
Hi, David Spoon here with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half off the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Hey, it's not too early to plan for your child's school choice for this fall. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner to see the participating schools. Then get ready to prepare your children for their future.
Today can be the best day of your life, knowing that you changed a life. Become a rescue partner with World Orphans today by bringing hope to children. For just $33 per month, you'll provide a child with food, medication, education, and the gospel.
We're seeing entire communities changed as a result of churches caring for orphans in their community. You see, as churches come together, training, teaching, sharing, and serving alongside one another, hearts and lives are changed. The church is strengthened, and ministry grows. People in the community are seeing the church care for children in a different way. Instead of seeing them as domestic slaves, they see us loving them and caring about their well-being.
Go ahead, take a step of faith and rescue children through World Orphans. It will change your life too. We're stronger together than we can ever be apart. Call World Orphans at 888-ORPHANS or give safely and securely online at kprz.com.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it. At Ascension Lutheran Children's Center, that's their philosophy. Here's what Donna has to say about Ascension Lutheran Children's Center.
There have been so many wonderful experiences for my daughter. I'm always impressed with the new things she learns each day, and I really appreciate that Ascension Lutheran includes Christian teachings as part of their curriculum. I would definitely recommend Ascension Lutheran.
Ascension Lutheran, conveniently located in Allied Gardens between Mission Valley and East County, offers full or part-time as well as after-school care for children up to the age of 12. Right now, if you call and mention KPRZ, Ascension Lutheran will give you half off your first week's tuition. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, or a friend, now is a great time to call. We all know how important a Christian education is for our child, and the first few years help build their foundation for the rest of their lives. Call Ascension Lutheran Children's Center today, 619-582-2699.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yay! San Diego! Yay! All righty. So we got a lot of stuff to cover, got to take care of. Let's say this. We did set this up, so I got to warn Robert producer. He doesn't know about this, so if somebody calls in, it's a very simple thing. We did ask people, and I'm going to ask you again. I don't have a problem asking this. If you are feeling a little bit brave without giving your name, you don't have to give your name. What we were saying is somebody called up, and we've already had some responses to this. We just want to know what you're struggling with as a Christian. What are you struggling with? And it's a small little thing. It can be one word. It can be a sentence, whatever. You don't have to identify yourself. We're just going to incorporate that into some prayer time in the show. Because you know what? If you're going through anything and you need some prayer for it, we want to be able to offer that. I think that's an important part of what we do, and it's an important part of who we are, and I think that's a key in how we exist and how we function together as brothers and sisters. That's just one of my things. I think it's true. Some people are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, well, when they put your name on the show, then you do it differently. Here's unbelievable. Ready? I got a classic DDD, folks. We're going to do the Facebook post in a minute. I got a classic DDD. Classic is in truly interesting, fascinating. I don't know if I want to use interesting or fascinating. Just one of those things that I came across. I'm reading scripture, and I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, did that really happen? Is that really what took place? And so I kind of want to talk to you about that. It has to do with the great long sermons of life. The great long sermons of life. As those who have listened to the show from time to time know, I'm a big fan of the Word of God. I believe that people should do a lot more than just talk about, oh, I read the Bible once. Okay? I think that's a really important part. And I think to give evidence of that, there's a story that came out of Ohio about the bus driver who stopped two bullets with his Bible in his pocket. This Bible saved an Ohio bus driver. The man was shot twice in the chest early on Monday. He had a Bible, a contemporary version of the Bible called The Message, in a small format and in his pocket. That Bible stopped the two bullets and saved the guy's life. Not a joke. It does prove you got to keep the Word of God with you wherever you go. But so you had that Bible in there. And even ironically, even the police said, boy, oh boy, there's got to be something obviously brought some kind of intervention. I mean, even that's a testimony for policemen. You can't get away from it. You know what I'm saying? And so the guy had the Bible in his pocket. They tried to assault the bus. They shot at his heart twice. Boom, boom. Both bullets hit the Bible. Saved his life. So for those that don't think the Bible can save your life, you're wrong. Okay? Okay. So we're about to talk to Lance Sermon. Do we have somebody call in on a prayer request?
No, we did, actually, David. We have Alejandro. He's listening in his car, and he's struggling with trusting the Lord and would just like us to lift that up.
Sure. Why don't we pray about that right now? Okay, let's pray quickly for Alejandro and for everybody else who's having kind of a hard time. Let's pray real quickly. Father, we come before you right now, and nobody who's listening to this show is a stranger that from time to time, Lord, our trust levels, maybe they move up and down a little bit. And we find that there's some circumstances we get in that we do really good at, and some circumstances we don't do that good at. Sometimes we just have a great amount of faith for something, and other times it really seems like a struggle. Your word teaches us many different elements, but one of the favorite elements we talk about on the show is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. When your word tells us that, Lord, that we should trust in you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, the majority of people that encounter struggles with trust get stuck right there because we stick in our own understanding. I do it all the time. It's a terrible thing to do, but it's a consistent thing. It's when we're walking by sight and not by faith. And so for Alejandro and every other person who can hear, even if it's job-wise, marriage-wise, it doesn't even matter what it's about. The Lord is not unaware. And if we can all get out of our own understanding, lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledge you, Lord, in all of that, that you will direct our paths, even in places we do not understand. So for Alejandro, we pray right now that not just the peace and the grace that come from you would surround his heart and mind, but that he would have a renewed and a fresh focus on you, and that you would fill him with that grace, and that he would walk by faith and not by sight. Don't let him walk by only what he can see, Lord. Let him walk by what he can believe you for. And even if he doesn't get it and doesn't get what you're doing, give him the grace and the kindness and the compassion, not to lean on his own understanding, but to trust in you, to acknowledge you in everything, and to be sensitive to you in directing him, even in a place he does not yet know. Please speak to him in this type of tone. This is the way. Walk ye in it. No matter what, we know that we should be doing all these things with praises on our lips. That nobody has to defend, and nobody has to define. Okay, and we lift you up, brother, and we're with you all the way. Here's what I want to say. So we just did this story on the Bible stopping this guy from dying because the guy had a Bible in his pocket, and somebody shot at him, like two bullets. They shot at him. So sometimes having the Bible on you can save your life. Sometimes having the Word of God close to your heart can save your life, literally. But when we come back, I want to talk about sermons and the value of length. As long as they're teaching the right message, that's fine. Get it? Cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, 12-hour sermons.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Romco Financial invites you to the Willowbrook Country Club in Lakeside, March 27th at 6 p.m. for a free educational reverse mortgage workshop. Call 866-611-30 or online at aromco.biz. Trust with confidence. Trust a Romco. BRE 01853626, NMLS 277-316.
Planet Shakers Awakening 2014 is coming to San Diego this March with founders and lead pastors of Planet Shakers, Russell and Sam Evans, lead pastor and founder of Cornerstone Church, Sergio Della Mora, and the world-renowned Planet Shakers band. You do not want to miss out on what will be an incredible event. Join us March 7th to 8th, 2014 at Cornerstone Church. Early bird registrations ends Friday, February 28th, so register online today at planetshakers.com.
Your health care is in jeopardy. Even if you have employer-provided insurance, your plan and even your job could be affected by the new health care law. Best-selling author Betsy McCoy's all-new book, Beating Obamacare 2014, has the latest information about what options you may have to protect your health care and possibly lower your premium. A special offer is yours if you log on today. BeatingObamacare2014.com. We'll let you sample the first chapter free. That's BeatingObamacare2014.com.
Well, it's that time of year again, and you're starting to think about a ski vacation. So let's crunch the numbers, shall we? Let's see. You've got your flight, car rental, your fancy-schmancy hotel with special movies on pay-per-view. Oh, and the lift tickets. Those are going to add up. So altogether, a ski trip for a party of four will cost you $73,000. Compare that to a trip to Big Bear Mountain Resorts. No airports, no lost travel days, and one ticket gets you into Snow Summit and Bear Mountain. Two mountains mean twice the lifts, including four high-speed quads. Day trip or overnight getaway, you've got two world-class resorts right in your own backyard with reliable snow all season long. Total cost for a party of four? $3. Now, I may have a decimal point in the wrong place, so don't quote me on that.
Snow Summit and Bear Mountain are right in your own backyard. All roads are open. We have clear skies and tons of snow. So come on down and have some fun. Visit BigBearMountainResorts.com for more.
Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm. Life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Do you want to know what that was? I'm kind of curious what that was.
Yeah, I thought you were tuning up your own band. Maybe we didn't pay for the bumper music or something.
Ah. I just want you to know, we had Tommy on just a little bit ago. I just got a text from Kirsten. They got two phone calls while we were doing the material.
Very nice.
That's right.
Powerful testimony.
Yeah, great stuff. That's really, I mean, that is just yes. Good to hear. I'm going to do something that's going to be mildly unpopular. What else is new? Hey, folks, if you think it's bad for you guys to listen, you should hear what corporate has to do. Anyway, I'm going to teach this because I want to be careful and make sure you understand what I'm not trying to say. Can we start off by the negative? Can I do that? Okay. Here's the title of this DDD. It's called What's the Sermon? What's the Sermon? That's an easy title, right? By the way, folks, if you want to send me an email, you can send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. Good to know all the podcasts are updated. We're also on Stitcher. For those that like Stitcher, my brother listens on Stitcher because there's less bumpage. They have a higher...
thing for their podcast or something. I don't know. I don't know what that meant, but he said it's real easy. Anyway, here's what I'm not saying in the beginning so that we can start off in the right place. I am not criticizing churches for preachers who preach a long time, which to me is anything that goes like past 35 minutes under an hour. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm not saying that. Oh, no, you know, I don't prefer it, but I'm not criticizing. I don't, you know, in fact, Robo Producer, you like the longer sermon. We've talked about it before. It's something you enjoy, which is fine, right?
I like your longer, more epic movies. I'm the same way when I go to church. I love really getting into the word and having real life examples. It fascinates me. It's great stuff.
Okay, so I have no problem with people that do a longer sermon, whatever the case might be. I have a problem when the sermon is so long that people fall out of the windows and die.
That's bad.
Yeah. I happen to be Apostle Paul, for those that don't remember, but what nobody can do is call me and tell me one word of the sermon. Now, why they can't do it is because the Bible doesn't record it. See, here's the thing. If there's 12 hours of material and it's the Apostle Paul teaching, I'm going with, well, he probably said something good, right?
With the word God.
Yeah. I think God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, God the Father,
can't go
Jesus,
wrong.
Holy Spirit, we're in the sermon. My point is, and that people just dislike this, it's like, well, yes, but you've got to do this and you've got to explain this. Hey, you know, every time I sit to listen to a sermon, you know what you don't got to tell me? Now, just follow what I'm going to say. You don't have to tell me every single chapter that's in the Bible every time you do a sermon. There's a great preacher joke. All right, you might not think it's funny, but I think it's funny. And it's a guy, and he meets with this farmer, and he decides he's going to have a big revival. Okay? And he says, I'm going to have a big revival, and I need a place to have it. And the farmer goes, well, you can have it out in my barn. You can have the revival in my barn. The guy puts up big signs. He gets on the radio. He gets on television. He drives all over. He's telling everybody, big revival, big revival. You got to go to the barn. You got to go to the barn. You got to go to the barn at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock rolls around. Listen to this joke. It's pretty funny. 6 o'clock rolls around. The farmer gets out there. He sits there. They got about 100 chairs set up. The farmer sits down, and the preacher's really discouraged because the only person that's there is the farmer. He's the only guy there. Nobody's come. Nobody's responded to the radio. Nobody's responded to the TV ads. Nobody's responded to going around town, putting flyers around. And so, embarrassed, the preacher tells the farmer, well, I had a really good message prepared, but I'm not going to teach it because, you know, there's just you. And I don't want to, you know, that doesn't seem right. And the farmer in his wisdom says, seems to me, if I only had one animal that came into the barn, why, it seems to me like I would feed the animal. And the preacher goes, really? And he goes, yes, sir. So the guy gets up there and he preaches. 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 25 minutes, 35 minutes. 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 75 minutes, 90 minutes, 95 minutes. And then he closes the message and he turns to the farmer and he says, well, brother, what did you think of the message? And the farmer says, seems to me that if I had one animal come into the barn, I would not feed him all the food that's in the barn. Anyway, if you don't get that joke, I can't help you. Here's what we're saying, folks. Acts chapter 28, verse 23 through 24. You might want to jot that down. Acts chapter 28, verse 23 through 24. Here's another example how sometimes the simple things in the message are the great things of the messages of God. Here's what it says. After arranging a day with him, many came to him at his lodging, and from dawn to dusk, he expounded and witnessed about the kingdom of God and persuaded concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. Some were persuaded by what he said, and others did not believe. From dawn to dusk, he persuaded them concerning Jesus. Hey, I got a question for you, Robo. Just think about this real quickly. How long is dawn to dusk? How many hours? How many hours do you think of in your brain when you think dawn to dusk? Usually, what is that? It's 12 hours, right? It's 12. That's right. In 12 hours of preaching, what was the central point of the message? And I love this because this is what scriptures should always do. The central point of 12 hours of preaching was this. He persuaded them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. In 12 hours of preaching, the key component is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And while we love to have great stories, and in Christian radio, I mean, nobody more famous for that than us. This is not a church. It's not a sermon. It's entertainment, even though there's a Christian element to it. The bottom line is, at the core of Paul's message, for 12 hours of preaching and teaching, for expounding on the principles of the kingdom of God, at the core of every single message is Jesus. You see, what we want to do is you want to say, well, it should be about this, or we could talk about this, or we could talk about this. Whenever we're talking about something that's beyond Jesus, we're giving it just that much more. Now, am I saying you can't teach on faith or prayer or hope? Of course not. I'm just simply illustrating that at the core of our messages, the entire process of redemption from the Old and New Testament is all wrapped up in Jesus. Now you might want to, it could be, what's the next thing we need to know in church? What's the next big wave? What's the next big move? How about seeker-friendly churches? How about not seeker-friendly churches? Let's do churches that do this. We'll be more worldly in our approach, get them in. Then once we get them in, then we'll tell. This is what churches need to stand by. This is what churches need to stay by. This is what churches need to live by. And if the persecution comes that some anticipate, this is what churches need to die by. Jesus. Don't tell me about all the different elements. You know, systematic theology is awesome, but one word changes an entire demonic army. Jesus. Not the aorta salutis. That doesn't change anything. Jesus. Well, you don't understand, Dave. It's predestination. No, Dave. It's foreknowledge. No, Dave. It's election. No, guys. It's Jesus. You don't understand, Dave. It's tongues. No, Dave. It's no tongues. No, Dave. It's praying for healing. No, Dave. It's witnessing. No, it's feeding the poor. No, it's going door to door. No. Hey, guys, guess what? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know we want to... No, yeah... It's Jesus. And whatever our message is, it has to be centered in him. Because everything revolves around Jesus. Amazing how the Old Testament points towards the actions and activities of Jesus Christ the whole time. And then the New Testament points back to the very same actions and activities of Jesus at the same time. From the Old and New Testament, they both point to the same place through the cross. And I had Ohio State Ron say this to me, which I love. I love this stuff. It started in a garden, right? Jesus, when he made the ultimate decision to give up his life for our sake in a garden, Revelation ends in a garden. It's like, that's right. All the way through. The purpose of Jesus Christ is the core of our Christian faith. And, by the way, without the resurrection... about 1/15 to 1/12 of his teachings could just be tossed out. Got to have the resurrection. Because if there's no eternal life, it's a fake existentialism. And that's ridiculous. Listen, it's about Jesus. So when you're praying, and even though you're praying your own needs and all things that you're praying, make sure you offer yourself to him to speak on his behalf or live on his behalf or talk on his behalf. Because it's about Jesus, not everything else. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a short break, and then we're coming back, and still more fun for everyone, so don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Time slows to an ocean breeze at the Hotel Del Coronado with days your children will recall years from now when they return with their own kids. The Hotel Del Coronado, time to be together. For details, please visit HotelDel.com or call 800-HOTEL-DEL.
Aleem is 5 years old, and the African village where she lives is the only world she knows other than the world of fear and loss. Tonight, she hides in the brush behind her family's shack, which is home. She hears the distant sound of marching feet heading toward her village. As they get closer and closer, the village erupts in a mad panic. She wonders if her father is the next who'll be whisked away into a life of slavery. She shakes with fear, but stays hidden. Then she sees the soldiers taking her father away. No, she wants to scream. Not my daddy, no! She watches her father fade into the distance and wonders if she'll ever see him again. She cries. Will you help? Christian Solidarity International rescues slaves and returns them to their families. $50 frees a slave. Call now, please. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Or go to kprz.com.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for other financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scantabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. With your first two donations of plasma, you'll earn $100 and over $250 your first month of donating. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to scantabodiesbiologics.com. That's scantabodiesbiologics.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We didn't get a chance to do, which we are going to do right now, our Facebook post. So can we have our Facebook post music, please?
More cowbell.
That's what I said. Here we go. Psalm 94. Actually, I read this morning, and sometimes when you read something in your devotionals or whatever, it really, I don't know, what's the word? People talk about this all the time. It pops. Sometimes they talk about that in music. Sometimes they'll say scriptures pop off the page or leap off the page, something like that. This is the what it did for me. Psalm 94, verse 18 and 19. Psalm 94, verse 18 and 19. I like this portion because it reminds me that I'm not the only person in the Christian walk that goes, I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know if you can write that sound down. Can you write that down?
O-U-G-H-G-H-O-U-O-U-O-U.
Okay. Psalm 94, verse 18 and 19 says this, when I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Now you hear stuff like that and you think, It's not that it's pious, but it's like, you know, it's so high in the sky, kind of like thinking or talking, whatever, until you break it down and listen to what's being said, until you get through
the religiosity of perhaps the language of the way it comes across, and break into it and get into it and open it up and see what it says. Listen to what the psalmist says. He says, my foot is slipping. Hey, man, have you ever felt like in your walk you're slipping? How do you not? I mean, how do we not get that? I mean, we think of it maybe in terms of other things, but look, this is what he said. My foot is slipping. I'm slipping. I'm kind of losing my grip here. I'm losing my capacity to stand up and to stand firm. And I feel like I'm slipping. I'm losing it. And this is what he says. And how do you not love this? This is just one of those awesome things to be said. He says, when I said my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. You know, when you find yourself slipping, the great thing that you can count on is the love of God. Do you know that the love that God has for you is so great? Listen to this, sci-fi fans. The love of God for you is so great that the Bible says neither the present nor the future can change that love. Do you know what that means? I mean, I'm going on a limb here. That means that time cannot change the love of God. Nothing that happens between right this moment and 1,000 years from now changes the love of God for you. That's security. You see, the security isn't always in how we do. I think we think that. But the security of the kingdom comes much more from who he is and what he grants unto us. So you can feel secure, but your security shouldn't be because you're awesome. Wow, dude. But it should be because God is awesome. Wow, dude. So he says, my foot is slipping. Your love, O Lord, supported me. Comforting. Then this one really touched me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Listen to this. It's like this. I could have taught an hour on this, which is bad. Right? Okay. When anxiety was great within me. Hey, have you ever had great anxiety? I've had small anxiety. Have you ever had great anxiety where it's like there's a lot of it?
Yep.
Okay. When you have great anxiety, where is it? It's within you. It's inside of you. I mean, the anxiety is not sitting on your left ear.
You can even physically feel it.
Yeah. It's inside of your system. And so this is what he said. When anxiety was great within me, and then he says, your consolation, and the Hebrew consolation is both consoling and comforting. And it has to do with when the core of the word has to do with if there's some kind of loss or something, it's the person that makes you feel better and comforts you through that process. Okay. So the anxiety is being kind of compared poetically anyway in the Psalms to almost like a death. And then the answer is your consolation, your comforting brought joy, and I love how he does this, to my soul. Because the soul is deep within you. So you have this anxiety that's great within you, but then you have this consolation that comes from the Lord that's greater within you. And you put these passages together. How do you not love that? Isn't that a great, post? So it said, when I said my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Our slipping is helped by his love. And his comfort comes when we're facing anxiety and brings us joy. And that's what we need from time to time. We just need more of Jesus. We don't need another program. We don't need this, that, or whatever. We need him and more of him. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break and coming back with more insanity from Spoonanity. Talk to you then.